know if it's working right now, but I'll give it a shot. Well, I am pleased to see that many of you stayed, even after seeing me walk up the aisle and seeing my name in the bulletin. You brave souls. Oops, here I go. For those who weren't paying attention, and this is a big surprise for you, too late, the doors are locked, you can't go anywhere. So please raise your hand if you have ever had a friend that talked you into doing something really crazy or maybe even stupid. My friend is Pastor Thomas J. James Ream, and so here we are. A few disclaimers before we get started. First, I've always been told when giving your testimony or talking to someone about God that you're to use your personal story. So I apologize if this talk seems to be too focused on me. Well, that is my favorite subject. Second, I'm not here to preach at all to you or tell you what to think or tell you you're doing something wrong or not doing something you should. Finally, I apologize if it seems this message bounces around. There is a common thread, I promise. Now, with all of that out of the way, let us pray. Dear Lord, please use me now to say the words you want me to say and to pass along the message that you want us to hear. Please be with us this day. Give us peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So who has heard the phrase, pull yourself up by your bootstraps? Obviously I didn't. Anyway. Now there have been times where I've been accused of being too literal and too literal to the extreme. And this might be one of those times, because when this phrase is said, I picture a couple things. First, I picture myself lying on the ground. Maybe I've fallen. Whatever. I don't like to get on the ground that much. But the picture is me lying on the ground, needing to get up, so what do? Well, first of all, as you can see, it might be difficult to even reach my bootstraps. But anyway, I grab hold of my bootstraps and pull. I'm just not seeing how this is going to get me up off the ground and standing again, no matter how hard I try. The other picture I get, same scenario, lying on the ground. I grab my bootstraps and pull, and there I go, flying up in the air by my feet. And there I am, hanging upside down by my bootstraps. Either way, in either scenario, pulling on my bootstraps does not end with the desired outcome. So with all that said and those pictures in your head of me trying to get up off the ground, let me be the first to say this phrase, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, is a bunch of baloney. Okay, there's another phrase, because I kind of like baloney. We can talk about that later. Anyway, think back to a difficult time in your life. Did you really get through it all by yourself? You didn't have a friend, a spouse, previous people who might have taught you how to get through that situation? Think back to when Jamie was O'Reilly for the first time. It wasn't me who got me through that day. I had other people to get me through that difficult time, guiding me, praying for me. Polly, my wife, obviously, my parents, Jack and Marcia Puckett. They were and are my bootstraps. They are what I use to pick myself up with, or better yet, they are who pick me up. I don't do it on my own. I think of the day when we laid my Uncle Jim to rest. It was my dad right out there in the parlor, physically holding me up. And again, not an easy task. A little comedy relief there, thank you. I think, starting with my parents, grandparents, aunt and uncles, my older brother, my other siblings. I've had people who have surrounded me with love, their love and the love of Christ, holding me up, guiding me, picking me up when I fell. Even for everyday tasks and challenges, don't we have other people that help us or have given us advice in the past that we can look back on and apply to the current situation? Still, whenever I have a home improvement project, I think of my Uncle Ron Gibbs. I worked for him during the summer before and during my senior year in high school and doing small construction projects around town. Anyway, anytime I do anything around the house, I can hear his voice guiding me. Do this, do that, don't forget that. We did a lot of painting, so hold the brush steady. Don't get too much paint, too little paint, etc. Hold the saw against your thumb until you get the groove started. Obviously, this is for a handsaw, not a power saw. We all have those people, right? Since then, I can now add friends to that list, friends from here at Central, friends from Sunday school, our small group, the administrative council, and of course, the pastors. So I don't have bootstraps just on my boots. I have a long line of people who are my bootstraps who help me up when I fall or struggle. If you're around me for any length of time, you'll find out that I believe our life and faith, family, work, etc., revolves around relationships. I believe God uses us and works through us through the relationships we have with each other. I've said it before, I've never had God talk to me through a burning bush. He kind of beats around the bush. The stronger the relationship with each other, the easier it is for God to work through us to show his love to each other. So with that, do we all have a strong enough relationship so that I can count on all of you to help when I fall? You can count on me when you are struggling, so we can all count on each other to be there when there is a need. Will we answer the call on God's behalf and show his love to each other? So let's take a moment to look at something together. If you would, turn to page 35 of the Red Hymnal. This is the baptismal covenant. It's also a nice time user-upper. Near the top, it shows a question from the pastor to the congregation, which reads, "Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these persons now before you in your care?" Then the congregation is to answer, "With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example set by Christ. We will surround these persons with a community of love and forgiveness that they may grow in their trust of God and be faithful in their service to others. We will pray for them, that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life." See, even there, to me, it's telling me to be someone's bootstrap, to be there to help them when they fall or struggle. And when we have the opportunity to say these words, I often chastise myself for not truly fulfilling this promise I make. Are you? In Romans 15, it says, "We who are strong." So what does that mean to you? We who are powerful, we who are important, we who are blessed, we who have plenty, we who have bootstraps. How about all those people within a stone's throw of this building who don't have anything, who are not powerful, who do not have bootstraps? Verse 2 reads, "Each of us should please our neighbors for their good in order to build them up." Please our neighbors? According to our friend Miriam, please can mean to afford or give pleasure or satisfaction or to have kindness. Found this from the God's Word translation for verses 1 and 2, which reads, "So those of us who have a strong faith must be patient with the weakness of those whose faith is not so strong. We should all be concerned about our neighbor and the good things that will build his faith." This translation makes a little bit more sense to me. We who are strong equals we who have a strong faith. Please our neighbors? Concerned about our neighbors. We should all be concerned about our neighbor and the good things that will build his or her faith. So how do we do this? How do we show that we are concerned about our neighbor to the point where we will do good things to build their faith? Well, we do it now, don't we? We have many, many people involved in many good things, helping those around us and hoping it helps build their faith or start them into a life of faith. But I'm here to tell you, to challenge me, I still don't think this is good enough. We cannot just do good things. Together, we have to build a relationship with people, but that's easier said than done. Amen? Thank you. Together, we have to build but without some sort of relationship, all we are doing is trying to fulfill some basic needs of people, which needs to be done, so don't misunderstand me. But without a relationship, how in the world do we think we can share the love of Christ and show people He is who they truly need? We have to be the bootstraps for the people who do not have any bootstraps. Verses 5 to 6 of Romans 15. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So with Jesus being our rock and our example, we here at Central can live in unity. It's been said before, and I think it bears repeating. Unity is not the same as conforming. We can have different thoughts and ideas and still be united in Christ. And being united in Christ, we at Central can be one voice, glorifying God. So together we can be the bootstraps for each other and to those who truly need it, letting God work through us to show His love to others. So we can jump. Remember that? Officially announced back in November, Jesus uniting mission and people with the mission of uniting as one family in Christ to focus on a mission that builds relationships with the children, youth, and families of our community. Uniting as one family. So us, the family of Central United Methodist Church, we unite and become a closer family. So then together we are glorifying the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ so that we can please our neighbor for the good purpose of building up the neighbor, or be concerned about our neighbor and the good things that will build his faith. We have an opportunity to practice this in the coming weeks with Pastor Joe Sager and his family. Are we going to be accepting and loving and willing to be bootstraps, to be supportive, to help him and his family be successful here at Central and in the community, to help them build their faith in God and their relationships with us? Or are we going to be critical, expecting them to support us without receiving any support in return? Or are you going to be open to have Pastor Joe be our spiritual leader, helping us guide us in our faith, being open to him for that relationship building? Or are we going to dump on him everything that happened in the past that we didn't like? How we welcome Pastor Joe and his family in the first few days and weeks is going to be crucial for the type of relationship we're going to have with the Sager family for hopefully more than 4 years, for years to come. So I'm challenging everyone and myself to embrace this new chapter in the life of Central, to strive even more to unite and become a closer family of believers. Another challenge is for all of us. If you did not fill out a background check for the Richmond Community Schools or the Boys and Girls Club for the 18-19 school year, please prayerfully consider doing that for the 19-20 school year. You see, we need to be willing to take time out of our day, week, month to build some sort of relationship with the children, youth, and families of our community. Without that connection, without that relationship, how can we truly be concerned about our neighbor and the good things that will build his faith? Just like that, we can't come to church. We can't just come to church. We have to have a relationship with God and other disciples to grow our faith. So you may be asking, why do I need to get involved? So maybe, just maybe, by building a relationship with a child or youth of our community and sharing the love of Christ, we never get that message a lot of us got back in December that read, there's been an active shooter situation at Dennis Intermediate School. So in closing, go jump. Go be a bootstrap. So in all your relationships and the relationships to come, we may find the encouragement of the Scriptures so that we all might have hope in Christ Jesus. Amen.